Visitors from all over the world visit Kenya's Lake Nakuru National Park to see the wildlife. A couple of months ago, reporter Sherry Fink went on safari there with her aunt and uncle. As they watched flocks of Nakuru's famous flamingos take flight, they also watched a wildfire burning out of control.
And you can see the fire in the background there, still burning.
And we're the only ones, the only human beings.
Indeed we are.
But even if few humans were there to watch Nakuru's forest burning, a satellite did see the fire from space. That satellite information wasn't available to Kenyan forest rangers and firefighters. In the future, it may become available. The world's Julia Kumari-Drapkin has a story.
Human eyes often aren't available to keep watch over forests and wildlife preserves. That's when the digital eyes aboard two NASA satellites can help out.
And the satellites are always up there, orbiting the Earth regularly.
That's Alan Bellward, head of the European Union's Global Environmental Monitoring Unit. His team uses satellite imagery to track what's happening in wilderness areas all over the globe. Bellward has data stored on powerful computers at his headquarters in Italy. Lots of data.
The important thing is turning it into information, and that information needs to be put to better use.
Better use in Kenya's national parks. The satellites can tell when there's fire or flooding, or when things are missing, things like trees that have been chopped down. One man who would have loved to have gotten his hands on those snapshots from the sky is Joseph Odebe of Kenya's Wildlife Services. He was in charge of research at Nakuru National Park when the fire broke out.
What I would have done is to know the path of the fire, so I'd be able to send manpower and equipment and reduce the amount of destruction that would have been caused.
That additional help might make the difference in a part of the world where resources are tight and politics unstable. February's fire in Lake Nakuru National Park came amid the political violence that engulfed the Rift Valley. Forest stations there were attacked and rangers had to flee for their lives. Nakuru's only fire truck was destroyed by rioters. It's peaceful again now, but that doesn't mean Odebe can start fighting fires with the help of satellite images just yet.
That technology is not there. We are undermanned. We don't have enough equipment for now. And the kinds of data that is available is in different formats.
Making the data easily comprehensible is what Alan Bellward's European Union team is trying to do. It's just launched an online database for more than 700 protected areas across almost all of Africa.
Africa is a very big place. It's the second biggest continent in the world, so what goes on there matters. It affects the rest of the planet.
Researchers say the next step will be to make satellite imagery available as text messages. Text messages are more accessible than computers or even phone service in most parts of Africa. So soon, satellites might be sending fire alerts via cell phone directly to park rangers in some of Africa's remote spots. For The World, I'm Julia Kumari-Drapkin.
You can see satellite images of Lake Nakuru National Park and link to an online database of protected areas in Africa at theworld.org.